The Oklahoma National Guard has begun two deployments to assist law enforcement efforts to secure state and national capitol buildings after last week's attack in Washington. Brigadier General Tommy Mancino is Assistant Adjutant General of the Army National Guard in Oklahoma. He says there are roughly 340 soldiers and airmen headed to Washington, D.C. to assist the Secret Service for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. 80 more are being deployed to Oklahoma City to assist the Oklahoma Highway Patrol.
It's a bittersweet moment. I'm obviously very proud of the men and women of the Oklahoma Army and Air National Guard that have volunteered to fulfill this role. But it's also a little bit disappointing that they need to be there in the first place.
Mancino says there's no specific intelligence about an attack on the Oklahoma State Capitol, but Adjutant General Mike Thompson says the Guard needs to stand prepared.
After last week, there's really nothing out of bounds. So if something did happen here in Oklahoma City or Tulsa or somewhere around, you know, the state of Oklahoma, we've had plenty of warning, so we need to be prepared for that. So shame on us if we aren't prepared to respond and think that something couldn't happen, because the biggest couldn't happen already did last Wednesday.
Thompson says he still has trouble processing last week's attack on the Capitol by supporters of the president and worries about what could still be ahead in the days and weeks to come.
This rhetoric that led to the incident in D.C., it doesn't feel as if that's an isolated incident. It feels like it's a widespread movement. So it's very critical that we're paying close attention to our surroundings.
Mancino says he's not aware of any full-scale deployment of the National Guard for a presidential inauguration before this one. Chris Polanski, KWGS News.